Patterns of Presence, Advent Day 12. Luke chapter 2, verses 4-7. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. Mary and Joseph travelled from Nazareth to Bethlehem to register for the census. Luke says that while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. This is such a polite way of describing Mary going into labour. There is much that is hidden within these words. The contractions, the water breaking, the pain, the travailing, the uncertainty of when this labour will transition to delivery and how long it will last. All of these things are somewhat sanitised by the words, the time came for the baby to be born. We get what's behind these words, but I do wonder if the focus here is not so much on the events that naturally unfold with labour and childbearing, but more so on the timing aspect. The way it's worded actually couldn't be better. The time came for the child to be born. It's like it's describing to us so powerfully that the child being born was always going to be the outcome, but what arrived in this moment was the timing. When you're 9 months pregnant, the birth of the child is a certainty. What isn't is the timing. You can't really control when natural labour decides it's going to kick in. When it happens, it happens. And when it does happen, you can't stop it. You can't control it. You just need to embrace it. When labour happens, you kind of have to stop everything and just go with it. When the time comes, well, it's in control and it dictates what's happening. And it takes the driving seat for a while in the place of focus. And this is what happened for Mary and Joseph. Timing arrived. The purpose was already in place. Mary was carrying purpose. She knew what it was. She was being shaped by it, changed by it. What she had to wait on, though, was timing. The biggest challenge in the Christian walk is not so much understanding what's on God's agenda. He gives us the scriptures, his word which reveals his heart and his purpose to us. He gifts to us the prophetic that comes to life in so many ways, from preaching and teaching to the ministry of the prophetic, to the influences of voices around us, and even the still small voice within. All of these aspects communicate to us, call out to us, even shout to us at times, the agendas of God for our lives, our relationships, our families and our churches. The difficult part, it's not always in knowing and perceiving what's on his agenda. The challenge, more often than not, is in relation to his timescale. Like Mary, we can exist in the place where we know his purpose for our lives and our ministries. We know what we carry. And as we prepare for it, pray into it, believe for it, well, our lives begin to get shaped by what we carry and have faith for. We're changed by purpose. The way that we view things, the way that we pray and approach our spiritual walk, even the way that we think and process and journey, all of it can be shaped by what we believe to be our purpose. The decisions we make, the plans we put in place, what we say yes to, what we say no to, what we give our time, our effort, our headspace, even our faith space to, all of that can be determined by what we perceive to be our purpose and our call in life. When we perceive purpose, what we begin is the journey with aligning with it, agreeing to it, yielding to it. And I guess we don't control what purpose is, but we do hold in control the level to which we yield to it and are shaped by it. And when we do, the part that sits fully outside our control is the timing. When will this come to pass? How will this come to pass? What will it look like when it does come to pass? What aspects of life will God bring to life? What order will it take? How will it unfold? How long will it take? And how long will it last? These are the unknown aspects that we carry alongside purpose. We can never know when timing will arrive. And in a sense, there is an encouragement here. Our job is to yield to purpose, to surrender to it and to its shaping. If the timescale sits outside our parameters, then that means we're not responsible for when it comes to pass. Delay in purpose, the wait for outworking, doesn't mean that we've done something wrong or that we're not in favour, because timing isn't ours to control. He will bring it to pass in the right moment. He will bring it to pass within the right environment and at the right time. However, I'm not sure that Mary felt that way when the contraction started and the waters broke and she was a million miles away from home, separated from her support network and bunked up in a barn. She probably thought, are you kidding me? But when timing arrives, nothing and no one can stop it. I wonder though, was Mary a bit scared? This is hardly the environment she expected to bring her firstborn into the world. She'd never done this before. Did she fear for her life, for her baby's life, having to labour in these conditions without midwives and others to support her? In our minds, there's flippancy in these words. The time came for the baby to be born and she gave birth and wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger. It kind of makes it sound all easy and plain sailing and stunningly beautiful. But these words sanitise what must have been an experience that was scary. An experience for which she felt unprepared and not ready for, and which sat outside of her ideal. But the timing arrived. Now, there's nothing in the scripture that tells us this, but we're told later on that Mary was one that pondered and stored things up in her heart. So I wonder, in the throes of labour, as pain and worry and fear racked her mind, I wonder, did Mary replay the words of the angel? You will conceive and give birth to a son, and the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Did she quieten her soul and anchor her thoughts in the phrases, you will give birth, and the Holy One will be born? Did she, in the midst of the pain and the worry, tell herself, this child's going to be okay, I'm going to be okay, because God says I'll give birth and God said the child will be born? Did she hone in on those words? Did she focus on the truth and specifics of that promise? Did she hold on to the word and the promise of the angel when the angel said, no word from God will ever fail? Was that what brought her through? Was that what brought her through this moment when timing checked in unannounced and purpose came to life? Here's the point. A huge part of our Christian life is to journey with the purpose that God has given us. And as we do, there will come a moment when purpose moves from concept to reality. When God brings the purpose to life and he takes that which is within us and draws it out into the daylight and releases it to the world around us. We don't control that aspect. He determines when timing arrives on the scene of purpose. And when it does, nothing and no one can stop it, hinder it, or control that which he is bringing to life. And the thing with the timing of God is that it's not always all sanitised and prim and proper. When purpose comes to life, it's not always filled with glory streams and auras and the idyllic. It can at times feel out of kilter. It can at times feel inconvenient and more than a bit daunting. And in those moments, we need to come back to the word of purpose. We need to anchor ourselves in his word, in his promise, and in the truth that no word from God will ever fail. The delivery of this purpose, the release of that which we carry, the fitting of this within the time scale and the environment of life, that's his job. And if it's his job and it's in his control, then it's going to be okay. You are going to be okay. Today, pause. refresh your memory with the word of purpose. What is the call that he's placed on your life? What is it that he's given you to carry? What is the promise that he's placed within you? Anchor yourself in that. Release your heart from the controlling of it. Remind yourself that the reason that you haven't seen it yet is because God hasn't sent timing onto the scene of purpose yet. Remove from your heart the guilt, the burden, and the pressure of fitting purpose into the landscape of life. That's his job. At the right time, he'll kick everything into motion. And when he does, anchor again in this place. Anchor in the word of purpose and the truth that no word from him will ever fail. In his time, he will bring it to pass, and it will be okay. You will be okay, and everything is going to be okay.
All this pain, I wonder if I'll ever find my way. I wonder if my life could really change.
Spring.